For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I am back with my best girl, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
And we have a highly requested episode. I would dare say probably our most requested episode.
It's because
this episode,
it's so good.
This episode has been requested by Harriet, Margot, the whole Badillo family, Abby, Brooklyn, Harlow, Haley, Gretchen. Everybody wants this episode. And this episode is Turning Red Trivia.
I love it.
You loved this movie.
My daughter, Lila, and I have watched it 3 times.
I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. We're also going to wish a happy birthday to Callie, Adrian, and Owen is turning 12. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. All right, Turning Red Trivia. Super excited. I'm going to lead you through 2 rounds of it. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. And at the end, tally up your score and see if you're able to beat Meredith. Can I just jump in here really quick and say some of my favorite reviews and comments are them telling us how they did beat you. Like, let Meredith know. I definitely beat her this episode. It's my favorite.
Guys, I'm not always hard to beat. Sometimes I'm easy to beat. But today, I think I'm going to be hard to beat. So good luck. Good luck.
Those are my favorite ones. Can you tell Meredith that I beat her by like 10? Like, that's...
That doesn't surprise me. But today, I don't think you'll beat me by 10 today. I don't think you will.
All right, we're going to see. All right, round one, question one. Starting off easy. What is May's last name?
Lee.
That is correct. It is Lee. Question two. What kind of animal does she turn into?
Well, Brittany, she turns into a red panda.
Love it. Love it. Red panda it is. Question three. In what city is Turning Red set?
It is in a Canadian place.
Yes.
And that place is Toronto.
Yes, Toronto. I only knew a couple, so I knew.
I had to narrow it down. Don't know a lot of Canadian cities.
Yes. Question four. What names does May give to the two red panda statues standing at the entrance of her temple?
I can't remember.
Bart and Lisa.
Oh!
Yep, she named them after the Simpsons. Okay, question five. How old is May?
She is 13.
13. It's a very important age. Very important age. Okay, question number six. Of all the panda services that May was providing, what was the most expensive service at $20?
That was homework. No. That was rides.
Yes, I'll give it to you. The panda rides. You gotta pay extra if you're gonna ride me. Okay, question number seven. How does May turn back into a human?
Well, she has to let go of the anger.
Yes, calming down brings her back to a human. Okay, question number 8. What is the name of the boy band that May and her friends are fans of?
That would be Five Town.
That's actually, it's Four Town.
Oh!
You were so close. So close. All right. What was the name shared by two members of Four Town as their first name?
Oh, it was some basic boy name. I think it was Scott.
It was not Scott. It was Aaron. The two Aarons of Four Town. Okay. Final question.
The two Scots of Five Town.
Okay, final question this round. The ritual to seal the red panda spirit in a talisman takes place on the night of a what?
Oh, a full moon. A full red moon.
Yeah, there you got it. Red moon. That is correct. All right. Not bad. I can tell you are a big fan of this movie. I can totally tell.
I like it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Okay, let's go on to round 2, see if they get a little bit harder. Question number 1. What nickname did Ming get when she was a mathlete champion in grade 8?
Mathlete marathon maven.
Nope. Actually, it was the uncommon denominator.
Of course.
All right, question 2. What's the room number in which the girls hold their panda photo shoot?
Come on, Brittany.
Well, I guess you're not a real Turning Red fan because everybody knows this room 202.
Nobody knows that.
I bet somebody does. If you knew this, I want to know. Make sure you leave a comment.
Just tell us.
Let us know. I want to get justified in this. Okay, question number 3. Who is May's secret crush?
Oh, Devin.
Devin, yes. Okay, question 4. What class is May in when she turns into a panda in public for the first time?
Math class.
To be fair, I would also turn into a panda in math.
Me too. That stuff is frustrating,
so
that math.
Stressful.
I'm going to tell you a secret to you kids in the car about math. You can get away with not knowing it very well as an adult.
I'm going to just go ahead and erase this number on the chalkboard next to me with days that we go without Meredith saying stuff that your parents don't want you to know. But yes,
it has been 0 days since I've said something your parents don't want you to know.
That's correct. Okay,
now listen, though, to be fair, your mom and dad are right, though. You know, some of us use math all the time. They're called engineers. You just pick a different major in college, not engineer.
Yeah. Question 5. Whose songs does Mr. Gao prefer when performing the panda exorcism rituals?
Oh, it is that guy from Vegas, and his name is Rick Moranis.
That's an odd one to pull, because he's not a singer and he hasn't been in a movie since the 80s. So we're going to go with the sweet sound of Tony Bennett, who is the crooner that we would be referencing in this quiz today. Okay.
It's Rick Moranis.
He was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Super talented, but not who we're thinking of here. Okay, question number 6. Which of May's friends wears glasses?
Hey, who knows?
It's Priya.
I don't know.
I always had glasses as little girls. So I'm always drawn to the glasses wearers. Okay, question number 7. What kind of business does May's family run?
They run like a religious temple.
Yes, they run a temple. That is correct. Okay, question number 8. What instrument does May play?
She plays the flute.
Yes, like Lizzo. I want to play
Lizzo.
I have no musical skills, you guys. I can't play any instruments, but I want to be like May and Lizzo. Okay, question number 9. What is the name of the store that May's crush works?
Kroger.
Nope, it is Daisy Mart. Devin works at Daisy Mart. Okay, final question. Which of May's friends speaks Korean?
Abby.
Yes.
Got it. Got one.
That you knew. Okay. All right. You didn't do bad at all. You did pretty well.
Well, I got 14.
That's pretty good. All right, kids, we want to hear how you guys did with this Turning Red episode. It was so requested, especially for the ones who gave us a shout out on it. We want to hear how you did against Meredith. Let us know. If you have a particular show you want to hear us do, leave us a review on iTunes and leave us that comment so that we know. You can also head over to our Facebook and Instagram account, the Family Retro Trivia Pod, and send us a message. We post your pictures, we post your shout outs, and we post your birthday shout outs, which are extra fun. All right, guys, you survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I want nothing more than for you today to have the best day ever, trivia nerds.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.